Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
Welcome, it's Dr. Jim. Today I'm going to talk to Jennifer Maddux. Jennifer is the director, co-producer, co-writer of a movie called All Jacked Up. Interesting title. It's one of those reality movies, kind of like Super Size Me. They look at the lives of teens and how food interacts with their lives. It's also a little bit eye-opening as far as where parents fit into all that and where the food industry fits into that, and even where the schools affect how our kids eat and the amount of time, effort, and energy they put into making the decisions on what your children eat. But before we hear from Jennifer, a word from our sponsor. Today's show is sponsored by Aveeno Baby. Aveeno Baby offers a complete line of baby skincare products to cleanse and moisturize baby's delicate skin. Aveeno Baby products are specially formulated with natural oat to provide daily care for baby's skin and to soothe and relieve dry skin. Aveeno Baby and Health Buzz, a perfect combination for your baby. Jennifer Maddux, welcome. Tell me, first of all, how did you get involved with this project?
I was quite sick of working in the corporate world. And my partner, who's the co-producer, we shared the same dissatisfaction, you know, working in the corporate environment. And personally, I really wanted to do something that was a little more meaningful in my life and do something that had an impact. We set out together. I called him up. I said, here's my idea. I want to do this documentary for kids, and here's what it's about. Will you do it with me? And he said, absolutely. So we just sort of set out and started doing it. And, you know, I realized that there was a lot of filmmakers who had looked at the shady businesses of politics, healthcare, and even food companies from their personal point of view. But no one's been really looking at it from the teenager's perspective and really looking out for their interests in general. It was really in the movie Super Size Me where Morgan Spurlock probably spent about 7 minutes looking at how kids perceive food and showed us their twisted view of what they eat, that like a light bulb went off, and I thought, you know, this is really worthy of digging much deeper into. Wanted to come at it from the teen's perspective rather than, you know, looking at what the lunch lady has in the storeroom.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite scenes from the movie, is when you kind of nailed the person who came from the school district to explain that disgusting looking pizza that they were serving to kids.
Right. The cardboard that they want to throw against the wall.
Right. And did you, by the way, get any response back from them afterwards? Because obviously the interview caught them off guard.
Yes. We look at the whole life of a teen. So we look at both their school environment and their home environment. And, you know, we actually attempted to engage the USDA official, you know, some official from that group, an official from the FDA, even governors like Huckabee, who, you know, have a proven track record for improving food and fitness, and even Schwarzenegger. But the only public official that agreed to go on record for the production of the movie was an associate superintendent from Capistrano Unified, and she refused to even discuss the quality and content of the school food. You know, not only did she not respond, she didn't seem to have even like a boilerplate of words that might appease us in the moment of questioning. So it was really something.
It looked like she had never seen the food served to kids, as if that was the first time she was ever seeing it.
Exactly. I mean, she was sort of, it was like she was stunned or something. And off camera, after shooting was over, she was totally unwilling to discuss with us how school food is sourced or why an affluent area like her district is priced so low and really what could be done to improve the quality. You know, there's no denying that school officials don't want to go on record supporting or discussing the food that is served, and it's really a shame.
It sounds like you had some roadblocks to getting officials to speak to you. Did you find any other significant roadblocks that people would throw up when you tried to make this movie?
No, actually, that was the most significant block. When we were putting the cast together and the crew together, it was just like butter. Everything was coming together so smoothly. You know, I guess the roadblock from the outside was that everyone thought we were making this teen health movie or some movie about the epidemic of childhood obesity, you know, some other film like that. But the issues we found were much more complex than that. Where most documentaries focus on people with something like an extreme issue, we really just chose to look at the norm, the issues that probably affect 50 million teenagers out there. So we really wanted to take a look at the profile of just regular looking kids. Kids that had underlying issues that maybe hadn't outwardly expressed themselves, But, you know, if those issues are left unchecked, they would cause serious problems as these kids grow up. When we got into the research, we found that these kids all had a backstory of either anxiety, stress, or not fitting in, and all of that contributed to their use of food as a crutch, a replacement of love, or even self-punishment.
It actually was a slice of life that was quite disturbing. It's just general life for teens, and it's a very disturbing time.
Yeah, and teens are finding it surprisingly authentic, which is why it's really opening up great conversations for families and teens to have at home, because here they are seeing something on the screen that they can relate to. So they will have that conversation with their parents rather than their parents saying, oh, we need to talk about this. It gives it that credibility.
Now, the other really cool scene I thought was when he was standing, it looked like it was down at Dana Point Harbor, trying to offer people a sandwich that actually looked like a reasonably healthy sandwich, and nobody would take it.
Right. Isn't it funny the way that we operate?
Yeah, nobody would take this sandwich, but yet what I liked is he pointed out, but as long as you drive through the drive-thru and they wrap it in McDonald's or Burger King wrapper, you'll eat whatever they give you.
As if that has some sort of health quality to it.
Yeah. So did you learn anything significant making this film that you went in with a certain attitude or certain goal, but did you come away going, wow, I just didn't realize this?
Well, you know, it was really in the opening up of the teams, because there was great support by them, because they really opened up and they had a very candid and honest story about their psychological and emotional state. In the film, they actually sit down with a psychologist, which most had never even had an opportunity to do. And they discover that these thoughts and feelings that they're having are really related to their lifestyles and their eating habits. It was this realization that kids really just need to be listened to and appreciated for who they are, not for what they do or accomplish. Personally, it was important for me to get the message of empowerment out to as many teens as possible. The movie seems to be having really great impact on families and teens, and it's creating that learning moment because teens are finding it to be so authentic. It's giving them a reason to have that conversation. And I learned that persistence pays off. It has been 3 years in the making, and to know that it's out there having a great impact like that and touching people in various ways is just really, really rewarding.
After making this film, do you have any specific advice that you would give to teens and then also to parents?
There was another interesting thing I wanted to tell you about when we did the research. We expected that kids would really want and demand junk food as if they really like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you would just expect that. But as we got further into the process, we found that these kids were much more aware than we might have given them credit for. In reality, it seems to be that the parents are the ones who make the decision, and they kind of make their decision based on cost and convenience, just like schools do. So in a twisted way, they kind of want it more than the kids. You know, first and foremost, I would say that parents should be aware of the food that their kids are eating and just really take the necessary steps to ensure the kids are getting a healthy, well-balanced meal. And unfortunately, we place a lot of the responsibility of feeding our kids on the schools only because that's where kids are when it's time to eat. These schools don't really want this problem. You know, they're there to teach. But how are these kids going to develop and learn at a high level of performance if they're not eating healthy, nutritious meals? It just seems ironic.
What amazes me is that how easy it is nowadays to actually make a healthy meal. You know, when you can go to some of these stores that have the prepackaged mini carrots that are already cleaned and ready to go. I think it's so easy to make a simple, you take whole wheat bread and some cheese and slap that together. Most kids will eat something like that, or even the peanut butter that's the natural peanut butter that separates, that doesn't have all the added sugar.
Right.
Slapping that together on two pieces of whole wheat bread. How hard is that? It takes less than a minute. And actually, most of these kids should be able to get up in the morning and make their own lunch. I mean, my kid's 10 and he makes his own lunch every day. And he knows what he's allowed to put in it.
Oh, that's great.
I didn't realize how many parents actually allow their kids to eat that garbage that they serve at the school.
I know. It really is amazing. So if kids could just bring their lunch to schools, it would stop them from buying. And really, just to take their own lunch is the best thing we can do. At home, most of our choices to eat healthy can be made by getting back to the way we used to eat with family, communing with each other, spending more time together, and eating a healthy, balanced diet rather than falling prey to all these foods out there that are really just out there for convenience and low cost.
If it comes in a crinkly package, it's probably not good for you.
Exactly. anything processed, anything at the in the middle part of that store is anything packaged, not good. As you saw, we went into a lot about the packaged and processed foods in the film.
To change subjects a little bit, the two girls, I mean, because honestly, I was most impressed with the young ladies were, I think, the most vulnerable and the most out there as far as sharing their real feelings and what was really going on, the painful part of their lives. How are those two doing at this point?
Melissa, she's the one with the mother. It was the mother-daughter relationship we covered there.
Mm-hmm.
She was overweight. She's doing so much better. She's actually doing yoga now. She takes her lunch to school. She's lost over 15 pounds. We were at a film festival a few weeks ago, and she came out, and actually so did Raquel, who's the bulimic girl. And it was great because people got to see sort of even their physical state after seeing them in the film. And the one who looked needing to be able to have lost weight looked great. And Raquel, who was bulimic and was very thin in the film, has actually gained weight. And you can tell that physically. So emotionally, they're doing great. Melissa is, you know, has a much better relationship with her mother now. And Raquel has actually been dating a new guy. So she has a new relationship and she's completely open and honest and upfront about her whole situation. And with bulimics, only 10% really recover, and so it's a long road for her, but she's been in recovery and continues to do better every day.
Can you tell me how people can go about viewing the film, buying the film? Is it for rent anywhere at like the outlets?
Actually, we have it on DVD, and it's available right now at www.alljackedupmovie.com. For your listeners, we're offering 20% off, so just go to alljackedupmovie.com and type in Dr. Jim as the promo code, and you'll get 20% off.
Anything else you'd like to add that we didn't talk about?
Well, I guess I'd just say that this teen generation is in for a shocking wake-up call, and it's really our responsibility to best guide them. And if we simply expose the truth, like we're doing in the film, and just allow them to come to their own conclusion of what's right for them, that they're the ones that'll take action and demand change.
It's so true, because that study just came out this week that showed that diabetes has been doubling in the last 7 years for pre-pregnancy times. Now, we knew that when you get pregnant, you get gestational diabetes in about 5% of cases. But the amazing statistic in that one is that if you just look at the teens, it went up five times, 500% increase in pre-pregnancy diabetes. So, you know, the wake-up call, as you called it, is here. And it really is time to start changing, you know, the way we feed ourselves and we feed our kids and teach the kids how to take control, which I really appreciate that part of the movie.
Yes. And, it's a shame that they don't understand the disaster they're in for if things don't change. And they're the ones that are going to have to make the change. I thank you so much for having me on. And I really appreciate all the work that you do out there.
Jennifer Maddox, director, co-producer, co-writer of All Jacked Up, the movie. Thank you so much for being with us today and really appreciate the efforts you put in making that movie and getting the word out there about teens and especially how the food they eat impacts their lives. And again, for Health Buzz listeners, if you'd like to view this movie, go to www.alljackedupmovie.com. And if you'd like to purchase it, Jennifer offered us 20% off for Dr. Jim listeners. Just type in Dr. Jim in the promo code. I've watched this movie, and it's one of those reality movies that if you have teenagers, you probably want to see. Until next time, take care.